Well, I've written a book called Jack Holmes and His Friend, which is about a straight man and a gay man who are best friends. And the first half of the book is written from the point of view of the gay man, and the second half is told in the first person by the straight guy. And it was sort of a challenge for me to be able to show both sides of the things. But the part I'm going to read here is where my hero, Jack, who's the gay guy, has come to New York. He's just moved from the Midwest to New York, and he's being sent out by an employment agent for looking for a job. The agent, Shelley, sent him out on two appointments with magazines, one a men's softcore porn monthly, and the other a trade publication for the refrigeration industry. Until now, most of the adults Jack had dealt with had been teachers, people paid to praise and nurture promising youngsters. Suddenly he was up against busy, dismissive men who weren't charmed by a candidate's brightness, but were coolly sizing up the possibility of working him hard for very little pay. He was no longer a poodle, but a mule. Neither man hired him. The haphazardness of the adult world shocked him. At school, if you put in some effort, you got good marks, and the ascent was even and never too steep. But here in New York, nothing was systematic. Your chances of being hired were determined by who you knew, what kind of first impression you made, your looks, your accent, your timing. They had just fired someone that morning. Even whether or not you reminded the boss of himself or of his younger self. "Hey, kid, you're a go-getter, just like I was. I like that kid," some man had actually said to Howard, who'd landed a job in hospital management. Of course, it helped that Howard's cousin attended the guy's temple in the Five Towns. Anyway, that's it.
So can you give us some idea of where this leads now? What's going to be the next course of action of the story?
He gets a job on a kind of cultural magazine, and that's what he gets a job doing that. It's not very well paying, but it's sort of prestigious, I guess. And that's where he meets his best friend, Will, the straight guy. I mean, I try to trace both of these guys. They're kind of from good, so-called good families, and they're well-educated. And one of them is a kind of East Coast aristocrat and from a horse-riding, fox-hunting family. And the other one is just sort of a indeterminate Midwesterner.
In writing these characters, what do you think was the most important division line between them? Were you writing them as men first? Were you writing them as gay or straight? Or was it a cultural difference between the characters? Class difference, I should say.
Uh-huh, I see what you mean. Well, all the above, in a sense. Like, I definitely tried to squeeze as much juice as I could out of the gay-straight dichotomy. I mean, I kept exploring it again and again. I mean, like, for instance, the gay man has no continuous affairs in the 60s before liberation, because there was the kind of the trap door beside the bed that you were always trying to get rid of the evidence that you were gay. And only with liberation did there come any degree of self-acceptance and of stability in relationships. I mean, of course they exist, and millions of your listeners will call in and say, "Well, I've been with Howard since 1952, but it was really rare. Whereas straight people, I think, had a lot less easy sex, a lot less, lot fewer adventures, but their relationships stuck more. I mean, in other words, if they started going out with each other seriously, it would sort of take and last for at least for a while.
That was author Edmund White. His latest novel is called Jack Holmes and His Friend.